rough loss last night, so we can continue that conversation, work some other stuff in as well. But BT, last night, just as Yankee fans started to feel, just as we started to get behind that team thinking maybe it's going to be different, take the first two from the Stros in a house of horrors down there in Houston, the Yankees and their problems reared their ugly heads.
Yeah, they did, but as I said at the start of the show here, there's really certainly not in a three-game series, though the history with Houston would make you feel better about what the Yankees could be this year. I wasn't as deeply connected to the performance in the Astros, Toronto, Tigers, and Boston series 12 games here as an absolute determining factor as to whether or not I think the Yankees can get to and win a World Series. I've had reservations all year. They've had some very volatile spots. They've handled bad teams, and they've smoked them, so there's been a false reinforcement. But I think when you look at all the things the Yankees do well and all the things the Yankees struggle with, I don't think the Yankees are really that different from any of these other teams around baseball. So it's going to come down to catching the ball, which has been an issue at certain points last night with Stanton and left. Obviously, the bullpen, clutch hitting Judge. But to me, it's more like a pound of flesh. Like, to beat the Astros, you feel good about it. And to lose that way does not feel good. And I'm not here to say that it did feel good because the umpire was awful. Yeah. Yeah, they imploded. The umpire was awful. There's other reasons. But the Yankees have been on a nice roll. I want to see where this goes today, next couple of days. But really, it starts in October.
Yeah, I guess my issue is that this is not any big term like, oh, the Yankee season is over because of the way they lost last night. But it's a problem that continues to happen. Right. And just when we thought maybe we were moving past it, again, it happens. Whether it's the pass ball, Austin Wells not knowing how to block a ball behind home plate as a catcher. Him and Rice have had that problem, and the Yankees don't care about it. Whether it's Giancarlo Stanton in left field, which we know he shouldn't be there. Boone said he wasn't going to be there. He is there. Yankees don't care about it because they want to get his bat in the lineup. Now, hopefully that's just a limited time deal here before Judge gets back in the outfield. But either way, they're doing it in a tight game, in a game that, like, they got trying to win the division here. Every game matters. You're trying to win the division. There's 20-something games to go. You got Giancarlo Stanton playing in left field. This is not spring training. It's not, you know, mid-June. We're down to the crunch time here. It's September baseball. You got Stanton in left field. He misplays the ball. And all those things add up. Bad Devin Williams. Yes, awful umpiring. And that was a big focal point, of course, of the conversation earlier. In case you missed, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. But that's not the reason that they lost. The bullpen imploded. The defense was bad. And yet again, the Yankees coughed up another game. I mean, they've got a ridiculous amount of blown games here over the course of this season.
They've coughed up a lot. And the crazy thing, too, about putting Stanton in left field, like, it's easy to justify, even because, number one, you want Judge and Stanton playing until Judge's ready to play the outfield. And he's not going to be there tonight either. He's not ready to play tonight, if you guys were wondering. But I look at whether it's Fenway, whether it's 314 down the line at right field in the Bronx, whether it's last night out in Houston. The funny thing is, like, Houston might be the smallest because I think they said on the broadcast when I could actually hear it and Prime wasn't interrupted a million times, but Austin Wells' home run would have only been out of that stadium. But so it's short. But the configuration is actually very odd because it's not uniform. When you get that slice back behind Stanton when you get to left center field, That's it's easy from down the line to whatever 15, 20 feet to the right of it, but then you get behind it, it gets tricky. So I wouldn't overthink this. I don't know that I'd run him out there tonight. He's just, you know, he's not. Listen, you're getting away with playing him a lot, which is, I think you're tempting fate though, just because Stanton's been really, really good as a hitter and he's been functional on last night aside as an outfielder. I'm still not going nuts. I mean, this guy's a torn, or not torn, but a pulled whatever, from not even being ready for October, which they need him for. So tighten things up, come out, or, you know, how much you trust Rodon, debatable. I don't really trust him on the road as much. But if you win tonight, it's 2 out of 3, and then there's a better feeling. But last night was brutal. There's no doubt about it.
The implosion hurt. The way that you lose that game, brutal. The Mets also had a rough go of it yesterday, failing to get the sweep of the Tigers. And we mentioned it specifically with Ryan Helsley, who we had a disagreement. I have no problem with him being in that spot. One-run deficit late. I mean, you got to try to find something here with Helsley, but he has been a disaster, was a disaster yet again. I've never seen anything like it, BT. A guy with that type of stuff, who was as dominant as he was, not only a year ago, but this year, before getting traded to the Mets, has become one of, if not the worst pitchers in baseball. I have seen position players more effective in relief outings than I have with Ryan Helsley, and that is a problem, a big problem for the Mets.
You can't pitch him. He stinks, which is why I was all over Mendoza for putting him out there in a one-run game. I think that was the wrong move, clearly. I did not like that by Mendoza. I know that they were losing, not winning, But he's just not pitchable right now. And it's not 2, 3, 4 outings. He's been that bad. It's been basically, I think, 9 or 10 at this point. Ever since he came over, he's been absolute garbage to the point where, you know, you forget about a pitcher. He's quickly becoming, if they continue to play him and he continues to be this bad, the worst trade deadline acquisition in the history of the Yankees or the Mets. He has been wretchedly bad.
I'd have to think about it. There have been some bad ones. I mean, Billy Taylor comes to mind for me with the Mets. Helsley, I think, has been worse than that. But I don't know about the entire history. If you think about the trades that both the Yankees and Mets made, and we'll start with the Devin Williams. I know that was before the season wasn't a trade deadline acquisition. It was before the season. But Williams and McMahon and Cedric Mullins and Helsley, both trade deadline additions. I mean, that has been brutal. Both have been brutal. One worse than the next. I mean, Mullins has been a total zero to the point where they don't even play him in center field anymore. Jeff McNeil getting reps out there. Helsley's unpitchable. Devin Williams has been a disaster the majority of the year. And Ryan McMahon can't buy a base hit. So, I mean, both those trades were supposed to deliver better results, and they have not for each team.
No, they haven't worked out. But I think that of all those moves, I think Ryan McMahon's had the most impact, because once Ryan McMahon showed up, and he's not hitting you right, although he did have a rocket to right field on a fastball late in the game, but he's an elite third baseman. And while Volpe has still been a little skittish, and we talked about this, even plays he's made, he looks out of whack. Ryan McMahon has at least stabilized that side of the infield here, where Mullins, and I know that Taylor's hurt for the Mets, so he couldn't play anyway, he's on the IL. Mullins is not hitting. He's not the defensive center fielder that Taylor is, so the answer wouldn't be Mullins. Helsley's been an absolute train wreck, and obviously the other additions for the Yankees have not worked out so far, with Devin Williams before the season, but even Doval and these, I mean, nobody's really doing their job, except...
one of the other arms that they got wasn't even Jake Bird or whatever his name is. He was down immediately.
Yeah, he got sent down right away from the Rockies. The guy before the Rockies, right? I think that McMahon, to me, has been the biggest upgrade, because the Yankees' left side of the infield went from almost unwatchable and unplayable to at least at third base, phenomenal. Well, catch the baseball as well as anybody.
If you want to inquire or add all the acquisitions that they made, Taylor Rogers, to me, is it Tyler or Taylor? I get that mixed up. I think it's Tyler Rogers. They have the brothers, Tyler Rogers, Tyler Rogers, to me, has been the guy that's done his job the most. Yeah, Bednar hasn't been bad either. But think about it. It's Slim Pickens from all the moves, and everybody was praising all those guys. Oh, not really. I mean, I didn't think the Mets did enough. I said it, both the Mets and Yankees didn't do enough. Yankees overhauled their roster, but it still, to me, wasn't the over-the-top change that they needed. I wanted Kwan, remember, at the time.
You did want Kwan.
And the Mets, I certainly didn't want Cedric Mullins. I was like, bullpen I was okay with. I thought Helsley was going to be good, but they obviously chose poorly. Mullins, I didn't love it, and I wanted another starter, and they didn't do that. So, I mean, there was a lot to be desired, even with the grading that we were giving him, whatever, an A it was for both Cashman and David Stearns.
And to you, like, what's more frustrating? Let's say that Stearns and Cashman didn't do anything, or going out and getting guys who either don't fit New York or just, you know, aren't playing well at this point. To me, you know, because, again, lauding is a little strong. But I was absolutely positive in terms of how I reacted to what Cashman did at the deadline, and same with David Stearns. Now, other teams wanted all of those players. They're not performing for either team right now. It doesn't mean, I mean, like, at the end of the day, obviously, it doesn't seem to be the right moves. But in real time, those moves seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but in real time, sure, but we could say that. It's their job to get them right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
clearly,
we have to adjust it now.
Let's just focus on, you can focus on Williams or Helsley, whatever you want. Now, Williams, obviously, not a trade deadline thing. You want to focus on Helsley? Fine. You got to figure it out. Like, that's got to be part of the equation. Not, what do we got to give up? It's got to be, is Duran better than Helsley? Do we believe his stuff will play better? Is his mentality better for New York?
Yeah.
Again, I don't know the answer.
It's also what you want to give up prospect-wise. That's a big part of it.
No, but that's, to me, that should not be
the part. I'm saying for their evaluation.
Right, but
that's what I'm saying.
That's where they're wrong. So if they said, let's just say, and maybe the better example or the easier one to do it is to say, well, we didn't want to give up more for Harrison Bader, so we settled on giving up nothing for Cedric Mullins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would just say, well, who's the better player? Is it Bader or Mullins? Not that Bader is that much better than Mullins, but he is better and has had a bigger impact on the Phillies than Mullins has had on the Mets. That's where I get on the Mets. And obviously with Helsley, there is some kind of an issue. They thought that he was a safer bet for many different reasons, whether it's the stuff, whether it's what they had to give up, whatever it may be. They didn't want Duran. They chose Helsley to be their focal point. And he has been a total... bust and disaster. That's not on me or you. That's on them.
No, there's no doubt.
The people that made the decisions. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. I'm shocked by it. Yeah. They're the ones who chose him. Figure it out.
Oh, there's no question. There's nothing to figure out now except who you get rid of. I mean, there's no other moves to be made.
Well, they got to fix him, dude.
I know. I'd fix him in the bullpen. That's where you and I really disagree. To put him out there yesterday was ridiculous. But here's my question for you. So if you want Senga banished, which I agree with, why don't you want Helsley banished?
Because I believe more...
Senga's at least done something for the Mets since he got here.
No, I think Helsley's potential is greater to have an impact this year in the postseason than Senga.
Understood, but to me, that one guy looks as if he's taken a step back in Senga for sure. The other guy looks like he's a double-A project at this point.
Right, well, maybe they could send him down to the minors too. They're trying to get him right in real time. Senga's supposed to be a starter. He's giving you nothing. So send him down to the minors, try to get him right. That's problem number one. Helsley's problem number two. I mean, I'm trying to fix him. He's unpitchable at this point. But I believe that it's worth squeezing every last bit out of Helsley, because he could come in and be an impact reliever later in games, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't think Kodai Senga can have that big of an impact on the Mets in the postseason.
What's the point of expiration? When does the experiment end? I mean, is it a week? Is it five, three,
well,
two more? Get my
well,
How
think
long am I going to run
way.
This guy out here?
Think of it this way. You'd have to, assuming that they're going to have 13 pitchers, right? 13 pitchers on the postseason roster?
Mm-hmm.
You carry 13 and 13?
I'd have to look at a close, but probably.
So you're going to have to... By that point, I'm not worried about the regular season. Yeah. I'm worried about the postseason.
All right.
By that point, you're going to have to figure out who are your best 13 pitchers that can help us in the playoffs. I do not believe Senga could be a weapon out of the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't trust him to start. Now, maybe he gets himself right in the minor leagues. I don't know. That's why I'm eliminating him. If Helsley, would you trust Ryan Stanek? I would still trust the potential of figuring out Helsley over Stanek when you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have guys, there's going to be two guys going to be out of those 13 are going to be guys you don't want to see anywhere near the mound, but I'd rather take my chance with a guy who still throws 102 and was as recently as a month and a half ago one of the best relievers in baseball.
But he also had issues with St. Louis. It was not a flawless run. He tripped over himself a few times out there as well. But see, this is what I don't get. I'm still confused. To me, so Senga unravels because he labors and he picks and he picks and he picks. And you look up, he's got 89 pitches. It's the fourth inning, right? But there's evidence that Senga, while he ultimately and eventually implodes and doesn't do his job as a starter, has at least gotten people out. The moment Helsley steps on the mound, it's rocket, 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 rocket. So to me, I think there's more evidence that Senga, even out of the pen, could do something and get people out.
Where's your evidence out of the pen?
Well, where's the evidence that Helsley's the worst pitcher in baseball, dude?
Yeah.
He's horrendous.
Yeah, since he's been in
he
that.
Stinks.
No, but go back to your Senga point. Where's your evidence with Senga being effective out of the pen?
No. What I'm saying is there.
You just said that.
No, I'm going to walk
you
through
it. But that's a part of the conversation.
Well, for sure. Okay. There's no doubt. What I'm saying is that there's evidence, and it's ample, because he's had a lot of starts where it's not like Senga goes out and gives up 9 runs in the first inning and he's hitting the showers.
Right.
Most of Senga's starts have been fairly stable, and then he's teetered, pitch count, double, gone, boom, 4 1/3, done. But he has gotten outs, and a lot of those starts, he's gotten outs early. So he's come out of the bullpen and gotten outs and done his job, whereas Helsley hasn't gotten anybody out. Now, to be fair, I don't know, I admit this, if Senga went to the pen, that he would automatically come out and get out. I don't know that. But what I do know is the guy that keeps getting called is the worst pitcher in baseball in Helsley. He is unpitchable,
yeah,
Sal.
Maybe right now, but that can change. We've seen things like that change before. A month and a half ago, he's one of the best relievers in the sport. So he can be the worst right now. Nobody's going to argue that. He still throws 102. I'll take my chances with that being an easier fix than Kodai Senga, who, by the way, is going to have to be a starter and go out there and give you... do you trust him to start when I have better options to start? I don't have better options, unfortunately, than Ryan Helsley to come out of the bullpen. Who's going to be pitching the high leverage spot? Yeah, Diaz...
Rogers.
Brooks Raley, Rogers, those are three for sure.
Well,
Soto, he's got his issues, but that's fine.
That's fine, lefty, whatever.
So I'll take my chances with trying to figure out a guy who throws 102 and should have a nasty slider that he's got to control. Now, he could be a lost cause. It could be over for him. Obviously, that's the way that it's going. I'm just saying that of the two, I still believe what Helsley at his strength, what he possesses, is more impactful than what Kodai Senga at his best possesses, especially if you factor in Tong in the rotation with McLean, with Holmes, Peterson. Like, I could get by with those guys.
Yeah. I guess what I'm not even taken back, but a little confused by, Senga's actually done something here for the Mets. Dude, he's had some good moments here.
He has sucked since he got hurt. On that day.
Talking about the throw from Alonso.
Yeah, he's come back and sucked.
No, I know. But I'm saying he's got, like, put it this way. Helsley has zero equity with the Mets. And at least Senga's got some. I'm not saying it's 90%, but he's got more than zero. You've seen him step on a mound and flash good stuff.
Helsley's first outing with the Mets was as impressive a performance as you could have asked for. And I remember being wowed by it. I think everybody in the building was wowed by it. I think people watching were like, oh my God, here we go. He's got nasty stuff.
I understand he's got nasty stuff, so but I mean, they're I hitting like him like he's a batting practice machine. You keep telling me, 102, 102 slider, get somebody out.
I understand.
My God, he's terrible. I would be livid. Like, honestly.
But I'm not arguing that. Yeah.
I'm saying. But
so what do you want to do, DFA him?
Honestly, maybe.
You just said you wouldn't do that with Devin Williams.
No, but here's what I don't want to do.
Devin Williams has sucked all year.
No. He hasn't been better than Helsley?
No, all year? What, are you kidding me?
Look at Helsley. The numbers are better.
Look at
you want to argue stats?
No, you like stats. I like reality.
Wait. No, the reality
sound. Are you telling me that Ryan Helsley was not a better reliever for the majority of this year than Devin Williams? I know you're not saying that.
I'm talking about Helsley as a Met versus Devin Williams as a Yankee. Devin Williams has been better.
But why are you being selective? Devin Williams.
Because I don't know if Helsley can handle New York. That's why.
He can't handle the road with the Mets right
now. I don't know what the problem is, Sal, but
I don't think it's a New York thing. I think it's a he's not getting his pitches over thing.
How he goes in.
Is it a Williams New York thing?
It could be. I've said that it very well could be. I don't know.
But he's also had some success at certain times.
He had one good month. Yeah. We talked about the 0.93 a couple months ago.
Maybe it's the pressure.
I don't know what it is. I just know. Listen, neither guy gives you a lot of confidence right now, Devin Williams or Helsley. But I mean, again, Helsley, it's rocket bench. At least Devin Williams gets a guy out and gets squeezed by the umpire before he fails.
No, for the record, right now, I would take Williams over Helsley. Like, I said that literally last night on SNY. I'm talking about overall. Helsley is blown away Williams' year.
Incorporating the Cardinals.
That's a big part of it. Incorporating the Cardinals.
Ryan Helsley
didn't wake up and start his career as a Met. Look at what he's done.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is Helsley has shown zero evidence that he's fitting in New York in a pennant race.
Right.
Where behinds get tight and throats get dry. I mean, this guy looks like he's terrified of the stage. And every time he shows up, he gets knocked around like a pinata.
See, that I'm not seeing. Terrified of the stage. I don't know where you're getting that from. I don't see that.
Well, I construe an inability to do your job when there's such a drop.
Right.
It's not like he was, if he pitched this way in St. Louis, which we know he didn't, and the Mets were like, he's got good stuff. We think we can make him this massive reclamation project like the other guys they got, right? With the pitching lamp. Then that would make no sense. He was good with the Cardinals. He comes here. He throws up all over himself for the moment he steps on a mound. So
that's not true. His first outing was
I'm not talking about his first outing. Every outing since then.
But his first outing was literally in New York.
Well, what the hell happened? What about the other nine?
I don't know. I'm just saying that it's not since he first got here. So maybe I'm hanging on to the 102. I'm hanging on to the first outing. Maybe I'm hanging on to what he's done in St. Louis. All I'm saying is kicking him to the curb at this point does no good. Whereas I personally, we could disagree on it, and who knows? There is no right or wrong. We'll find out what the Mets do. I would value trying to get Helsley right more than I would Kodai Senga at this point.
Now that was how this whole started. No, we got a break. That's how it started. What I would say is I don't want to see either right now if I'm a Mets fan, but at least from a Mets perspective, Senga's done something for the Mets. This new guy has done zero.